This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Good morning. Today we look at the church at Sardis, the fifth letter, also called the Pale Church. The person of Jesus Christ here is described as the one who holds the sevenfold spirit and the seven stars, reading from Revelation chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. To the angel of the church in Sardis write, "These are the words of him who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your deeds. You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead. Wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard, obey it and repent. But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you. Yet, you have a few people in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. He who has a ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches." Sardis was the capital city of Lydia. It was 1,500 feet above sea level, and the people were proud of their location and safety. It was a very fertile region, and the people were wealthy and became complacent. They worshipped gods and goddesses, and one in particular named Cybele, and they wore a long robe to enter their temple of worship. Twice, the people of Sardis were overpowered as enemies scaled their supposedly impregnable high wall. The problem with this church was they were a dead church. Their works were dead, their deeds were incomplete, their faith was dying, and yet there was a public display of fruit that was not lasting. Friends, we may be busy with all the activities of the church, but if it is just for man's approval, it is a fruitless deed of darkness. Always test the fruit. Apathy, overconfidence, and pride can lead to decay. And yet there were believers in this church where Jesus says he knows them and he sees them, the few who had kept themselves pure and had not soiled their garments. The plea is for them to wake up and to strengthen what remained, to hold fast, to remember, and to repent. The price that they would pay for disobedience was that their names would be blotted out from the book of life. Because the time of his coming, no one knows. And yet Jesus says the ones who are worthy will walk with him, dressed in white. Their names will never be blotted from the book of life. And Jesus will acknowledge them before the Father and his angels. Let us make the Father proud, and not make Jesus ashamed of us in his second coming. What is the application that we can draw from this letter? To walk worthy of our calling. To walk the talk and not become overconfident. And to finish every task that we set out and to complete it, because he reprimands them for not completing their work. And also to be an overcomer, because it is possible that our names can be blotted out from the book of life. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you that you are the God who knows and sees those who have kept themselves pure and have not soiled themselves, Lord, by the things of this world. We thank you, Lord, that you are interested in our well-being and you want to strengthen us. You want us to hold on to your promises, to hold fast and to remember from where we began and to repent, Lord, if there is anything that is grieving your heart. So, Lord, we pray that you would help us to be careful to see that our names are never blotted out from the book of life, to make you proud, Lord, in your coming and to hear your voice saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant." In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear listener, We are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.